For American insurance companies, the next crisis on the horizon may not be a hurricane, hailstorm, or tornado. It could be finding enough of the right kind of worker. A new hiring trends report from a leading insurance industry consultant says there's a talent crisis, meaning more competition for not enough workers. That could have big implications for an insurance town like, oh, say, Bloomington Normal. Greg Jacobson is co-CEO of the Chicago-based Jacobson Group. The ISU grad says the insurance industry's unemployment rate is lower than the economy overall, just 1%.
What we're dealing with is an industry where there are far more opportunities than there are people available for those opportunities. And that means that candidates, individuals or employees, individuals have who have certain skill sets, really have an opportunity to pick and choose who they want to be employed by, which also has an impact on you know their ability to pick and choose where they want to live. And there's a lot of implications on that.
So let's take a step back. How did that happen? How did we get to the point where our unemployment rate in this industry was so low?
Well, historically, the insurance industry has a lower unemployment rate than the general economy anyway. I mean, even if you go back to 2009, I think that the three-month rolling average of unemployment in the industry got no higher than probably 6.5-7% when the general economy was about 10.5%. But also, the industry is suffering from a couple of things. One, it's an older industry, and there are more people retiring than in other industries. The industry has not kept up by bringing new people into the industry at the same rate as those who are retiring. And it's a very technical industry where people, where companies generally like to have people who have experience directly in the industry.
When I see that your hiring trends report actually uses the word crisis to describe this, it calls it a talent crisis. So is it really that bad?
It's pretty significant. You know, I think there are businesses around the United States, insurance companies, that are not able to meet the needs of their shareholders or meet their goals, their growth goals, or their profitability goals because they don't have the talent in place to execute on their plans.
Well, before we get into retention issues, which there's a whole bunch we can talk about there, what about just getting people in the door? So what are some of the things that insurance companies are having to do to compete, to get new people? Like, how is this changing the approach to HR and the way that you market positions out there?
Well, you know, the biggest challenge is it's not that the insurance industry has a poor reputation. In fact, it really has no reputation at all among students at universities. Now, obviously, in some areas, that's not necessarily the case. I think in Bloomington Normal, Illinois State University has done a tremendous job, along with State Farm and Country Financial, to put the industry on the map. Companies are having to first educate prospective employees about what the industry does, how important it is to commerce, how mission-oriented most companies are, and how many different types of opportunities there are within the industry for people with a variety of skills.
So I wonder if you could talk a little bit about how the insurance industry can solve its talent issues by looking outside the industry for talent and what that may mean for the way that job descriptions are written.
That's a great question. The industry is changing dramatically. In fact, it has historically been an industry that did not go through a lot of change, and probably the hottest venture capital market is in the insurtech world, technology for insurance, disruptive technology for insurance, over the last couple of years. So we are seeing huge changes in the industry, which is creating the need for different types of skills than ever before in the industry. So there are opportunities for the insurance industry to look outside of its traditional boundaries, which are other insurance companies, and bring in people that have backgrounds and experiences from other industries. Now, what you have to do, to your question about rewriting job descriptions, is you have to really focus on the skills and characteristics that are required for success within the insurance industry, not necessarily the experience, which is something that we advocate advocate for our clients on a national basis.
State Farm in recent years has opened hubs in Dallas, Phoenix, and Atlanta, on top of the headquarters here in Bloomington. One reason for that, we've been told, is to help attract talent that's already in those cities. So how does that square with your research in this report here?
The insurance industry as a whole has this challenge beyond a company like State Farm, because the industry, especially the property and casualty industry, has historically been built around farm communities, farm towns, rural areas, because that's the history of insurance, is farmers getting together and insuring themselves. So many of the largest insurers in the United States are actually in smaller communities. So I think that when this crisis started hitting about 5 years ago, in terms of the amount of talent available to meet the needs of growing insurers, they started looking outside of their traditional corporate headquarters and said, where can we find talent that meets our needs that may not necessarily be in the home office? And my guess is that's probably what drove, you know, some of the decisions by State Farm as well as other insurers.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm here with Greg Jacobson from the Jacobson Group, which just put out its 2019 Hiring Trends Report for the insurance industry. Greg, we've got State Farm and Country Financial here in town, one giant and one pretty big insurer. Is this talent crisis impacting insurers the same, like regardless of size, or does it vary?
The impact is being felt at a greater level with smaller companies. And I'm talking about, on a national basis, even companies considerably smaller than Country. So I think that smaller companies are having a very significant challenge attracting the talent that's required in order for them to meet their needs. And part of that is because they don't have as many resources to develop talent like companies like State Farm do, as well as Country. So we're seeing, as this, you know, companies are smaller, serving a niche of the industry, or a niche of an industry, we're seeing these companies having a more difficult time bringing in the talent that's necessary for them to be successful.
Well, let's talk about retention. Your report also calls attention to the impact that a big organizational change has on employee retention. And that resonates here, I think, because State Farm spent much of 2018 doing some big company-wide reorganizations, job cuts, and relocations. What impact do these kind of big modernization projects have on a company's workforce?
Well, I think the first implication is the cultural implication. And historically, many larger insurance companies have been places where people have gone jobs for have had jobs for life, and they kind of thought of their career at a specific company as the place that they would spend their entire career. And I think that State Farm was very much that way. When you go through changes like this, there can be a positive impact, and there can be a negative impact of changing the culture, where it's no longer seen as a job for life. The impact can be that people start to realize that, you know, they have to look out for themselves instead of having the company look out for them, and they start to consider other opportunities. We're seeing the insurance industry actually has been a laggard in seeing a large turnover or increasing turnover rate than versus other industries. You've seen more stability in the insurance industry among employees than in virtually any other industry. I think you're starting to see the turnover rate in the industry rise, and some of that is due to companies that are no longer seen as these employers of choice for life, and that's the impact that, you know, changes like this will have.
Was there anything that insurers can do to mitigate that risk of losing an employee who becomes, you know, dissatisfied with how much change is going on or how they're working on the project that may, you know, lead to their own elimination? Is there anything they can do to mitigate that?
Yeah, I think so. I think companies need to be transparent about what they're doing, and they need to be engaging employees on a regular basis about the reasons for change and the needs for change and the impact. They also can be very instrumental in helping affected employees find other work, and that will come across as very apathetic to some of these changes. That's what people are looking for. That's what people are looking for. They're looking for companies who have empathetic leadership, transparent leadership, and are giving them opportunities to continue to grow based on the needs of the organization.
Well, the insurance industry, as you mentioned, has a very low unemployment rate, lower than the economy at large, just 1.2% as of late last fall. But obviously there's a little bit of movement in certain companies. Nationwide Insurance, I think in November, announced it was cutting 1,100 jobs. State Farm shed a few hundred jobs itself last year. So are those just kind of like short-term outliers? How should we read those in the context of the overall industry hiring trends that you're sort of describing here?
I think they are outliers in the context of the overall industry, and I think that in many cases – those people at the companies that you mentioned are finding other opportunities pretty quickly because there are companies that have openings. In fact, there are companies that will set up strategies around bringing on the talent of some of these affected individuals at these companies.
That's Greg Jacobson from the Chicago-based Jacobson Group, which just put out its 2019 hiring trends report for the insurance industry. I'm Ryan Denham.
Jacobson's 2019 Hiring Trends Report says two-thirds of all insurers plan to increase their staff sizes in the next year. Find a link to the full report at WGLT.org.